This is More Knowledge, More Wealth with your host, Gabriel Shaheen. Gabriel is a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning. This show does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the services or securities discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors are advised not to rely on any information contained in the broadcast in the process of making a full informed investment decision. More knowledge, more wealth on AM 590, The Answer. Now here's your host, Gabriel Shaheen.
Good day. This is Gabriel Shaheen, certified financial planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. Our goal is to give you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Please feel free to join our podcast. Just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth on your iPhone to get this episode or any one of your previous episodes. Now, to the listener, feel free. You can always reach out to myself or any one of our colleagues here at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, with any personal questions you have to relate this show to your specific situation. Now, I'm a principal of Falcon Wealth Planning, a registered investment advisory firm. We are a fee-only financial planning firm that also manages money as well. But folks, we go over all important topics of personal finance that goes over when you could retire, how much can you spend in retirement, how much do you need to save, how much are you currently spending, if you should sell your house, relocate, if you should take a look at your tax situation, what strategies are available for you, investments, avoiding high costs, fees, commissions, folks, you name it, anything involving a dollar sign, we cover that in this radio show. And folks, you can also give us a call. We are offering a free financial assessment to really help answer the questions that you may have, to help relate this show to your specific situation. Folks, our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Folks, we normally charge $500 for this assessment. We are offering for you at no cost, okay? So feel free to give us a call if you have any questions that you want to do. As we have offices all across all Southern California, including here in the Inland Empire. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Folks, we are going to go over a good amount of information today, but I first want to introduce one of my colleagues. He is a principal himself at Falcon Wealth Planning, and he's been with us for now almost 2 years. He comes with well over a decade of experience. He's also based out of our office here in the Inland Empire, but he does go over to multiple of our offices in Southern California. Folks, I want to introduce you to Min Joseph Song. Min, thank you for joining us.
Glad to be here, Gabriel.
Absolutely. So you've been with us 2 years. How has it been compared to the over 10 plus years you've been in this industry?
Oh, this has been really a tremendous experience. It's been really enjoyable thus far. But one thing that's surprising is time is just going too fast. You're at Falcon. I can't believe it's been already almost approaching 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's been wild. I mean, it's, you know, it's funny. You start somewhere and you really don't know what to expect. Is that fair to say?
That is absolutely true. we are often, you know, kind of creatures of habits. We like to, you know, see things happen certain ways. And what's really different with the Falcon is the amount of details involved in gathering, understanding about the client situations. I was a pretty relational guy when I joined Falcon, but really the overall process and understanding the clients, not only the finances, but the lifestyle, you know, who they are in persons, and the family members, things that are important to them, really learning about clients for who they are, allow me to take it to another level, much in greater details.
You know, it's funny because you and I worked together in a previous life, but we both were very relationship oriented. We loved our clients, we liked them, we cared for them, we felt like we knew them, okay? And then all of a sudden you come here, and the amount of information that we ask, that we need, and the type of recommendations that we gave, for the most part, we were just, I don't want to say we were investment people, because we were called wealth managers or financial planners or vice president of, I don't even know what I was a vice president of, but I'm sure I was a vice president of something. And I sounded really important too. But the point is we had all these titles. And then we start digging deep into true wealth management, which doesn't mean you have to be wealthy, by the way. What that means is managing someone's money, their full money. And sometimes that doesn't mean an investment account, but that's making a decision on getting to have solar, because maybe you getting solar could save you money. Or maybe somebody's trying to sell you something that you don't need, like the solar or like an annuity or just something else where maybe it makes sense for you to lease a car, which we would have never thought that would have been the case, depending on maybe even 5-10 years ago.
It truly is a amazing opportunity and a responsibility, because people are looking for sound advice that is not about, you know, putting specific products or their selfish agendas, but people are generally interested in, hey, what is the best thing for me? You know, should I buy? Should I lease? Do I need this? Do I need that? Should I be doing it now versus 5 years later? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of these, you know, questions that people are asking. And, you know, here at Falcon, I think we really do a good job of putting ourselves in client situations. And I think I'm really, really proud of that.
That's fantastic. By the way, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. I got in the studio today. I got Min Song. He's a Certified Financial Planner here at Falcon Wealth Planning. I wanted to just bring him in to just ask him, because we've been getting a lot of inflow of advisors looking to join our firm, and we are extremely selective. We can only afford to have the cream of the crop. And the reason is you have to actually care about people to be a successful financial planner. You can't fake caring. So somebody could be the best or the greatest sales guy or win every sales contest in every job they've ever had, but they were just selling a product, having these free dinner seminars, just selling something and going on their way and never having to talk to them again. And the reason they would retain the clients is because they couldn't leave them if they wanted to, because they would have to pay all these surrender costs to repay the commissions that they just sold this broker. And Min, thank you for joining the studio today. But I mean, what it has been, I mean, because now we are looking at things from a different lens. I mean, at Falcon Wealth Planning, we are a fee-only financial planning firm. And, you know, you came from, I think, a fee-based kind of environment. I mean, how does it feel knowing that you're going to get paid no matter what?
That's you know, definitely it lifts the burden of you know, having to promote your own agendas. The financial industries nowadays depends on who your employer is and who is compensating you. Unfortunately, the advisors out there sometimes you know, they have to push specific products, otherwise they're going to be in trouble. And so it's not that the people are bad; it's just how the platform is designed, and if it's not aligned with your best interests, you may not necessarily be getting the advice that what's best for you, Gabriel. I remember one particular client working for Falcon, and in the end, this particular client, elderly lady, it was not about investments. We learned so much through the financial planning process, and that we helped her with Social Security issues. Mm. Remember, Gabriel?
Yes.
This person was given wrong recommendations by Social Security
right.
office.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So
yeah, that was crazy. They don't even get Social Security. That's the crazy thing about Social Security office. They get civil service pension. But yeah, I mean, you identified that. And I mean, my goodness, that was the game changer.
It sure is. And so sometimes it's not about investment. It's not about products. It's about how clients are really, given proper advice, given where their situation is, making sure, treat them like your, you know, aunts and uncles and your own, you know, parents and your brothers and sisters.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. And folks, if you're just wondering kind of what opportunity is available to you, if you want to help relate this show to see if what's identified for you, because you could have been working with an advisor for 5, 10, 15, 20 plus years, but I bet you they might probably never even looked at your tax return. And it's kind of crazy to think that might be the case, because that's the most important piece of financial documentation you have to your name. So how can you call yourself a financial advisor, a financial planner, a financial anything if they have never even taken a look at the most important piece of your financial documentation? documentation. And folks, so if you want to help relate this show to your situation, we are offering a financial assessment. We normally charge $500. We're offering that at no cost, folks. Take advantage of that. Our firm, everything we do, we work in teams. We got offices all across Southern California. Folks, give us a call. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, where we can help put together a plan together for you that can help potentially reduce tax burden, help reduce the risk that you're taking, help increase the returns that you have by simply just avoiding some of these tactics that these Wall Street advisors, you don't see my air quotes up there, but these advisors that are just putting in product that's truly in maybe not your best interest. And the way that's confirmed, and I can ask this to men, is being held to this fiduciary standard. And I mean, men, not saying that what you did in the past or anything wasn't in the best interest, but just what is the difference of, I mean, just working for a firm where you're now a full-blown fiduciary?
There's much freedom in having conversations about you. Oftentimes, working for big firms, they usually have a lot of red tapes around. You can't talk about taxes. You can't talk about, you know, whatever this issue is. And sometimes clients come in looking for simple answers. Not that, I don't know the answer. It's just that you're simply not allowed to give your, answers, even when you know, plain right, this is the right thing. And so that's just one example. It depends on, if they do that because a lot of firms, it's more about minimizing their liabilities when they offer advice. They're more worried about, kind of the legal limits in terms of what advice they offer. So sometimes it could be, driven by profit interest, but oftentimes it's also driven by some of these, legal matters too. And I think that's one of the things that is truly more free working with registered independent advisors like us.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And actually, we were talking about this earlier, and we're going to go on a quick break because we were talking about some strategies that you wish you could have recommended in the past through these previous broker-dealer firms. Folks, I want you to stay with us. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk about some strategies that can save you some money in the new year. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. We're here on Sundays at 5 o'clock covering all important topics of personal finance. We're going over retirement planning, making sure you're prepared for retirement, social security and strategies, real estate, taxes, avoiding them now and in the future, investments, reducing fees, commissions, and so on, insurance, and estate planning. Folks, we are offering a free financial assessment that you could take advantage of. We have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Give us a call to take advantage. It's a $500 offer. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Enjoy the show. We're on 5 o'clock every Sunday. We look forward to serving you.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back, folks. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth, here on every weekend talking about all important topics of personal finance. And today we are going over just in general things that you could be doing here in the new year. And we have one of my colleagues here, principal over at Falcon Wealth Planning. His name is Min Song. Min is a certified financial planner. Min, you're still here. I mean, I'm looking right at you in the studio. So welcome.
Glad to be here again.
Yeah. So what we're going to do for those of you who are maybe just tuning in, we're going to go over some of the things to do and strategies available always as you're kicking off a year or early in the year or any time in the year. And some of the things that Min has seen, because he's worked in really from many different types of firms, from a traditional wirehouse where maybe you're more commission-based to maybe more a fee-based firm. And now he's working for a fee-only firm. And where really he's just unleashed in regards to the amount of knowledge he's now allowed to share with his clients. And really, the reason that they really couldn't do that, myself included, even if you're a certified financial planner or have a graduate degree or just competently know how to address recommendations to clients, is in those broker-dealer worlds, which is most advisors out there, 98% of them to be exact, they have a a regulatory body that they have to report to, and they have to have a supervisor. Not saying we don't have supervisors here, but those supervisors that we have over here, they do not. And in the fee only world, it's not that you can't say this, they just have to make sure what you're saying is right. Where before, they don't even want you saying it because the supervisors don't have the brain, the knowledge, or the experience to be able to decipher if that's right or wrong. And so I'm kind of wanting to go over with Min just a few things that he wished that maybe he was able to do in his previous life, we'll call it. And a lot of it was just based on strategy. I mean, do you have like your top maybe few strategies? Maybe even now that the market was extremely volatile, is extremely volatile, hypersensitive. Markets go up and down. I know we were talking about earlier about certain strategies, maybe even certain strategies when the markets are low. I would love, I'm putting you on the spot, of course, right? So I would love for you to kind of share with us maybe just one at a time a strategy that you've liked throughout your career.
So there are a couple of things. One of them that comes to my mind is the topic of Roth conversions. I think it's a very, very interesting topic to me, especially given that the market is down right now. Depends on what investments are in your portfolio. We're seeing somewhere between 10, 15, 20% discounts in your portfolio. And so we can essentially cherry pick some of these instruments that are currently seeing some downward volatility. We can use share transfer. We don't sell the actual investments, but we can transfer the actual shares into your Roth account as a conversion. And
So don't sell it. So what you're saying is don't sell it and convert cash. And just a conversion again, just remind me, a conversion, you take it from somewhere and put it somewhere, remind me that?
Correct. So you're taking from typically traditional IRA accounts, which is tax deferred, and that you're taking whether cash or stock shares, right, and IRS allows you to transfer into tax-free Roth IRA accounts. This is a taxable event, obviously, so you would have to pay taxes for the converted amount on the day of.
So you still have to pay taxes on it. So then what's the benefit of doing it when the stock market is low?
So imagine if you own ABC fund that you purchased at 100 shares at $100. Let's say that's $10,000.
Okay.
And let's say the market is down 20% and that same stocks is trading at now $80. And so it's $8,000. What that means is if you're planning on doing $10,000 conversion, now you have ability to transfer 20% more shares. And so instead of 100 shares, you could do
120.
Maybe 125 shares, 124 shares, whatever the mathematic is. And so it will allow you to move more shares from the traditional account to the tax-free Roth account. And therefore, when the market rebounds, you're getting appreciation not on 100 shares, but let's say 120 shares.
So all the market has to do is rebound back to where it was originally, and you'll actually have more money because that 120 shares, let's call it, is 10,000, but when it rebounds back, it might be 100 and it might be, or 10,000, it might be 12,000 or more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's the idea. And so the idea is how to strategically position your portfolio so that when the market normalizes itself over time, that you would capture more growth in a tax-efficient manner.
Well, because it's growing tax-free now.
Absolutely.
Oh, fantastic. By the way, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend, going all over topics of personal finance, excuse me. And today we have here one of my guests, one of my colleagues, Min Song. He's a certified financial planner. He works with clients on a daily basis, and he's sharing with us some of the strategies he wish he would give people. And he was talking about earlier just a Roth conversion. It's actually, you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, great to do when markets are low.
Absolutely.
Because you are able to then convert more shares, and then when the market rebounds, those shares will go up versus 100 shares. You're now converting 120 shares, and then you will make money on that growth in a tax-free manner. So that's fantastic. And by the way, folks, I just note that, we're not telling you to do a conversion. We're telling you that this is a strategy that sometimes makes sense because, man, a conversion, is it fair to say, correct me, don't even correct me, just comment on this, you can't really recommend a Roth conversion for anybody, can you?
No. So one of the things that we have to do is we want to review your taxes, making sure that your tax situation is beneficial from Roth conversion strategies. So definitely we can't say this is for everyone, but with careful planning, certainly I think there's a right timing, even for someone who's a high earners, who's in a high income tax bracket, there's oftentimes good timing to do Roth conversions. And so definitely we want to take a closer look and give you more specific, answers.
Which I guess is a good transition, folks. We typically have this financial assessment that we charge $500 for. What we're doing for those of you that are listening, we are offering a free financial assessment. We typically charge $500 for it. Folks, if you give us a call and reference this radio show, we will give you 1 to 2 hours of our time at no cost, folks. We have offices all across Southern California, including here in the Inland Empire. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Min, you were going over some of your kind of favorite recommendations. One of them was a Roth conversion, especially when the markets are low. Any other that come out? We got probably a few minutes here, but any... maybe we can go over maybe two others that you maybe like.
I also we've been doing tax loss harvesting. Obviously, the market has picked up volatility. And so some of the stocks, equities, areas where you're seeing some losses, there's a benefit of locking in some loss as the situation warrants. This obviously can be used to offset future gains, but also, in my opinion, when the market does normalize and get to a normal level, and years later, when some of these investments actually have profits built in, it creates easier way to rebalance some of these future gains too. And so how often do we see clients who are married to stocks, not because they love it, but because of tax consequences?
They can't get out of it if they want.
They can't get out of it, exactly. So having some tax loss harvesting strategies to essentially help you to rebalance when it is appropriate, I think this is also a pretty cool strategy.
And kind of to comment on this tax loss harvesting, it's interesting because it's not like you actually... I mean, sure, the taxes says you lost money, but as long as you don't fully get out of it, I mean, so you can't buy the same thing within 30 days. That's kind of what you meant,
well,
right?
Well, yeah, the idea is obviously if you own, I'm going to use individual stock analogy. If you own Coke, the idea is sell Coke, but replace it with Pepsi. If you own Home Depot, you're replacing Home Depot with Lowe. If it's a ABC mutual fund, then you can always look for a XYZ fund that
which
is
similar. So like an S&P 500 at Schwab, you can go and buy a S&P 500 at Fidelity or something around those lines.
That's the idea.
And so the goal, the beauty is you still make money. So if it goes back up, you're still making money. If you did nothing, you make, assuming it rebounds, you made money. If you do something, you made money. But at least with this strategy, man, you get a tax write-off.
You get tax write-off, definitely. So if there's no gains to offset, obviously this could be a capital loss deductions, obviously, for your taxes, when you do your taxes. But, from the investment perspective, I think this creates more flexibility as an investment advisor, or if you do it yourself, this can give you more flexibility to manage your portfolio more proactively.
Okay, I got one for maybe another 30 seconds. I would like to get a third one out of you, no pressure. Any others?
I love the asset location strategies. Obviously, that means that you're not having all the same assets, rubber stamp, whether in your IRA account, whether in your taxable brokerage account, whether that's in your Roth account, but you're strategically placing some of these assets, depends on the tax efficiency and their future potential for growth. I think this would also create additional alpha to your portfolio.
Fantastic. And folks, if you want help implementing some of this or talking to Min himself, the man himself, Min Song, feel free to give us a call. Like I said, we are offering a financial assessment. We are offering at no cost. Just call and reference the radio. Our phone number is 855-963-963. 855-9-25-26. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the Birdman. I want to thank you for joining us this weekend. Folks, I want to thank you for tuning in with us this weekend. You can always reach out to myself or any one of our colleagues, such as Min, at 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Our goal is to go over all important topics of personal finance to give you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. We want to thank you for listening. We want you to enjoy your weekend. Have a great week, and God bless.